feel for today?
Felt good. Felt good to be on the grass a little bit, get out there and run around a little bit. So it felt good.
With a short week, is it tough to approach this week? I mean, if this game were on Sunday, would you have a little bit different feeling for being game ready?
Potentially. You know, you never know what could happen. You always just want to go out there and perform, make sure you're good to go for whatever week is upcoming. Obviously, the short week, you know, leaves us a little handicap, if you will. But we'll see. We'll see how it continues to progress, how I feel in the morning, and we'll go from there. I'm closer. I mean, there's no pain there anymore, so it's just a matter of getting the confidence back to running on it and cutting on it and things like that, and then we'll go from there.
How shocked were you by the news of Preston Parker?
I was a little shocked. Obviously, as a you know, as a teammate, as a fellow competitor, I know how much work he puts into this game and how much work he puts in week in and week out, day in and day out, and the things that he's gone through. So it was definitely, you know, it's tough to see a guy go like that, anyone, let alone a guy, you know, in our receiver room. So it's something that I was, you know, obviously a little surprised, but it's part of the business, unfortunately.
Victor, how dramatic does the improvement have to be over the course of the next 48 hours for them to all of a sudden give you the green?
It have to be a lot. If you know Coach Coughlin, it's going to take a lot. So we'll see. I'm going to keep continuing to put the work in myself, and we'll see where this takes me. But you know, with TC, it gets tough.
How much to get, you know, to where they need to be? I mean, you're 0-2, but this doesn't look like an 0-2 team.
We're right there, man. You know, the two games we lost, we're right there. We're knocking on the door. Pretty much had them won, and then at the end, you know, things happen. But we're right there. We got to just come through and learn how to finish these games and finish the fourth quarter and win the fourth quarter, because that's where games are won and lost. You know, majority in this league is in the fourth quarter. So we just got to learn how to close some things out. So, you know, it's still early in the season, so we'll see how it goes.
How much were you watching those first two losses and thinking, I could have done something, I could have helped this team, you know, kind of fighting that urge to get back?
That's every snap, every game, every whistle, you know, you want to be out there helping them, regardless of the win-loss column. You want to be out there helping this team win, doing what you do best, catching the football, making big plays, and making things happen. And, you know, it was definitely tough to watch early on. So, you know, hopefully I could be out there shortly to help this team win.
How much lobbying were you doing with Tom to possibly play this week?
A lot. Let's put it that way.
So if not this week, pretty much for sure the following game.
We hope so. Obviously, it's all up to the coaching staff and the training staff to see where they want, you know, when they want to play me and how much progress I make in that time, and then we'll see how it goes.
We know you're injured, but how hard is it to stay patient, realizing that you have a chance to be a part of a high-potent offense with Odell and Eli and getting this thing back on track? How hard is it to be patient?
It's pretty hard. I've been patient for about 11 months now. So, yeah, it's been hard, man. But, you know, you got to stay the course. You know, you're not going to do the team any good if you're out there at 60, 70%. You want to go out there 100%, being able to help this team win at the top of your ability, at the best of your ability, and that's what I want to do.
Victor, you said the thing that kept you back these last couple weeks was they found some bleeding in there, is that right?
Well, that was a while back. But, you know, all of that's been taken care of. The swelling's down. There's no pain in it at all. So now we just continue to move forward.
Playing in some big games. What is it like playing in the game that everybody's going to be watching Thursday night football?
It's a big deal. Obviously, playing on Thursday night, everyone's watching. Everyone's tuned in. Everyone's, you know, a division game. So we're, you know, us personally are excited for the challenge. As I know, walking throughout these locker rooms and walking throughout these meeting rooms, everyone's ready to go. And playing on that stage, it should bring the best out of you. And I think it will for us, and hopefully we'll come out victorious.
Was today the first day you ran on the ground?
Today was the first day I ran on the ground, other than chasing Kennedy around the house. Today was the first day I ran on the